Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is April 5th, which is a Monday in my book. I don't know what day it is in yours, but it is indeed a Monday.
Yeah, who knew?
It feels like a Monday, actually, after a weekend. Did you get any good experiences on the weekend at all?
What did I do? I don't remember.
I guess not.
Yeah. Yeah. My spring break came to an end, so I had some rehearsals to go back to, which was nice, but sometimes a few days off is great.
It is. It is great. You know, I've been having too much time off, and that's not good.
But yeah, I was just going to say that, too. Like, once you have too many days off,
right,
then you start indulging in it too hard, and then
right, you don't enjoy it as much
anymore. You don't enjoy it. Your habits start changing. You, like, lose any of your regimen. Like,
yeah, you got to work hard to enjoy time off, you know. Otherwise, it's all jumbled together.
Then it's all boring, and you're like, what am I doing with myself? What's going on in life? There's nothing going on. I'm bored.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, well, I'm working on that. I'm making plans so I can get busier and stuff. So good. We'll see with the business and everything. So
yeah,
we'll see. I want to move into a place, but it's not easy finding places, you know.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of vacancy and stuff, but to find a good place, it's not easy, you know.
What's kind of like the exact thing you're looking for?
Well, you know, we got to have free parking, and it's a good you know, where we can put a studio and all that stuff, you know, where we can accommodate a lot of people, because the station attracts a lot of people.
You wouldn't go back to the old studio?
Well, I talked to them. I didn't really talk to them about it. I wanted to, but I'm kind of like, nah, I don't know if I really want to, you know?
Yeah.
The landlords weren't the nicest. Although landlords are never nice, you know?
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. What did you end up doing with all the photos we had on the wall? We had this massive wall of pictures of all the guests that have come on.
Well, it's all in storage, you know? And I don't even know why we're keeping it in storage, because a lot of shit we could, I mean, that is fine, but furniture and stuff, you know? I mean, I'm paying storage every month, and I'm like, what the fuck, you know? When am I going to use this, you know?
Sure.
So, you know, because I don't know if a studio is going to be as big as we had last time and all that.
Sure.
So I don't know where we'll fit everything, but it's just because I don't have anything to do with them, you know? I mean, what the fuck, you know? We try to sell them. Or did we? I don't know. We kind of tried.
What, the couches and stuff?
Yeah, the furniture, some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't, because we were planning on coming back. So I don't even remember anymore, man. I'm so like, you know, a year ago is so blurry to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Facebook Marketplace is an excellent place to sell your furniture.
Yeah. But now when it's in storage, how the fuck do you sell it? What, do you bring people to the storage place and start pulling shit out?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, well,
take pictures of it, put it on Facebook Marketplace, and then put the cost or whatever, and people will bid on it.
And meet them there, huh?
Yeah, I have a friend who does it all the time. She makes a really solid side income.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Oh, she goes to thrift stores and then just like vacuums chairs and then sells them for much more money.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, well, I don't know how much of it we'll use, so I'm not selling anything yet, but we'll see. So that will keep me busy, which is nice. And, otherwise I went to lunch with my son this weekend. That was nice, you know.
Nice.
And did I tell you my daughter was in the hospital?
Yeah, you
like,
told me.
Like for two surgeries.
The kidney stones.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. How's
she hasn't been going out and stuff. She's okay, you know. I mean, what can you expect? But it was beautiful weather this weekend.
It was
absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, I do have a great story, actually.
You do?
What was it, Friday or Saturday? I think it must have been Friday. Outside of my building, we had like 40 cop cars, EMS, a SWAT team. We had a bomb squad. We had one of those bomb robots. There was a guy on the we have this like what is it called? Like a pedestrian walkway. And there was an armed man on there. And they just like filled my entire street because they were expecting. They didn't know if he was just armed with a gun or he had a bomb or what the thing was. So for like 2 or 3 hours, I was just on the Citizen app with my roommate. We were just watching the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, that's exciting.
It was. We weren't allowed to leave our building, I don't think. They had everything like completely barricaded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was wild.
It is wild.
And then it ended very disappointingly. I mean, not that I want like a big shootout, but you know what I mean.
Some action.
Yeah, some action, right? They just like four cops just walk up behind the guy and are kind of like, tap, tap, excuse me, we have to like take you with us. And then they just like arrested the guy and that was it.
Really? Didn't resist or anything? Didn't try to shoot anybody?
No.
Okay, good.
I was like, this is boring.
And all that give for me this. Some action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. Today we have a full show for you. We're going to have, it's not two guests, it's actually two phone calls.
Yes.
One's going to be from a band.
Yeah, Six Gun Sal.
Six Gun Sal, who we're trying to get on the show forever.
Yes.
So I scheduled them for today. And so they're going to call in. That's are they metal or hard rock band? We're going to find out.
Yeah, let's ask them what they would call themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather not try and identify. But they're nice guys. They're great. We had them on the show here.
A couple times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were nice. And then your friend's going to call in.
Yes.
Right? What's her name?
Her name is Gina Bayona.
Gina?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So she's going to call in and tell us what she wants to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll keep that a surprise.
A surprise.
Yeah. And let's see what else. So I wanted to go to the beach, but the traffic was horrendous this weekend. You know, just like, I don't know what happened.
You can't go on the weekend. No,
you know.
Just go, but, yeah.
Yeah. But I think there's still some beaches, you know. I think before the summer, there's still some places where you can park and actually stay for a couple hours or something, you know, because they have like limited parking for 2 hours. I figure that's better than nothing, you know, because if you go sometimes, there's no parking.
Yeah.
You know,
I find that pretty much anytime I go to Pacific Palisades, because I do that Los Leones hike and it overlooks the beach. Every time I go to that beach, there's nobody there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
There have been a few times parking was difficult, but that was on weekends.
Right.
But still on the actual beach, I'm like sitting there by myself. I maybe passed one person.
Wow.
And there's sometimes dolphin sightings there. It's really nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sounds good. I actually like the beach. I was thinking, though, you know, we were eating in Calabasas and there were like people walking. And I thought, how great this is. You know, I missed it. You know, I hate a lot of people, but... But now,
you've grown to appreciate.
Yeah, it's a relief now. Now I want to see that, you know.
Yeah.
I want to see us emerge out of this fucking pandemic once and for all and make it like a minor thing, you know.
I hope
it's
so.
It's just like it's too much, man. It's just too much.
I know. The issue is that, like, I just can foresee us going into a really controversial year about the vaccinations and the boosters and how the vaccinations are wearing off and when it's okay to stop wearing a mask and da 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 da. Like,
yeah, well,
just going in circles with everything.
Yeah. Well, not everybody's happy about anything. You know, some people really, it's wishful thinking, you know, I mean,
yeah,
they just want it over.
Yeah.
I'm guilty as well of that, but
yeah, I think we all want it over. I don't think anyone's like, I want this to continue.
Right.
Maybe true. People with, what do they call that when you're afraid to leave your house?
Afraid to leave your house?
When you're afraid to leave your house.
Oh, afraid. Agoraphobia.
Yeah. Agoraphobia, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like maybe agoraphobic people are probably like,
yeah,
this can keep going.
Yeah. You know, I happen to know one. His name is Howard Stern. Do you know Howard Stern?
Of course.
He has not left his fucking house for a year. He does a show from home and he won't leave.
And he won't have guests over either.
No, nothing.
Absolutely. I kind of like
nothing.
That.
You do?
I think that's kind of cool, yeah. He probably has a nice home, too, you know?
He does, but, you know, who does that? It's, like, so weird. I mean, you can be germophobic or whatever, but I don't know that I could, you know?
Yeah.
I never could.
I mean, if your germophobia is that strong,
yeah,
then
well,
it's a
chills
piece of,
fucked up.
It's
know?
A piece of cake for him then, you know. Yeah, I'm sure Howie Mandel
exactly.
hasn't left either. He's germophobic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, massively.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I, it's like I always go to people's like homes and I never, whenever someone like offers me a glass of water or something, I always am just creeped out by how the glass was maybe cleaned or like eating
really?
Off people's dishes. Yeah.
So this is you because of the germs or you really don't want to leave the house?
Germs.
Germs?
Germs, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. I guess you are germophobic too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You
yeah,
mentioned
definitely.
That before.
Not like, I wouldn't say I'm like a radical germaphobe right. To the point where it gets in the way of my life.
Right.
But I'm also just a master at incorporating it into my
yeah.
life.
God. Oh, man. It's got to be awful, you know? But we're all fucked up
oh,
somehow.
Oh, I wouldn't
you know?
Want it any other way.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
you wouldn't want to be free of that germophobia?
No. No.
It doesn't interfere with your life in
no.
any way. Okay.
I don't want to. I just know. I know too much. And I like it that way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, we grew up with none of this shit, and none of us really got sick, you know? I mean, as kids and stuff, you know, we're exposed to all kinds of stuff.
Oh, man,
so
I grew up
I don't
with
know.
So much of this.
Right.
Yeah. So you get for having a mom who's a nurse and a dad who's a doctor.
Yeah, I know. They probably made you this way.
Yeah. And then yeah. my I'll do something germophobic and my mom will go, geez, you're so neurotic. Or like, you're so anxious about it. And I look at her like, I wonder how I got this way, mom.
Yeah, right.
She's like, don't look at me. And then I'll hear her say something really germophobic. And I'm like, wow, you're so neurotic.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm not.
Oh, wow. So here's a phone call, and we'll see how many people are going to be on the line. I'm not sure exactly, but we're going to see. Good morning, Six Gun Sal. Are you with us?
Yes, we are.
Yes, you are.
Hello.
And is this Anthony?
This is Anthony and Joey.
Anthony
hey,
and Joey. Yeah. How
Hi.
You doing, guys? I thought the whole band was going to be on the line, but there you are. You're the representatives, always.
Yeah.
Well, the other guys are dull. You know, we're the exciting ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So Anthony is the lead singer, and Joey is the drummer
yes.
of the band yep. called Six Gun Sal. Show a couple times before. Not all the listeners have heard you, so we might ask you a couple things we already have. Like, give us the meaning of the name. What does it mean, and how did you decide on it?
I don't know. I think the guys were all drunk when they came up with the name, and then we just went out. We we
drunk and naked.
Well, they were naked. I wasn't. a couple of us in the band, you know, were in law enforcement for a while, and. We've always been intrigued with the cowboy thing and all that stuff. So we wanted to have something to do with, you know, like a six gun.
Right.
And then, we were just sitting around discussing it. And, you know, originally we were going to go with Six Gun Salvation and it was already taken and it wasn't trademarked or anything, but you know, another band had it and we didn't want to be jerks and try to take their name. So, we just decided, Six Gun Sal and we shortened it. At first we were thinking Salvatore or this or that. And then, of course, the song "Bad Company." You know, that was a little bit part of the push behind it. But Six Gun Sal was simple. It wasn't, you know, it could either be short for a cow because you know a Sally is a cow.
Uh-huh.
So Six Gun Cow or you know Six Gun Sal Salvatore. So we just went with Six Gun Sal.
Yeah.
And we all kind of laughed and made a joke, and that was it.
Yeah. To me, it sounds like Six Gun Salute or something. You know.
Yeah, that would have been. That actually would have been kind of cool too. So
yeah, there you go.
But
I didn't realize you guys had been in law enforcement. How many of you? All of you?
Dustin and I worked law enforcement. Yeah.
Who?
And then
I was usually getting arrested by people like him.
Yeah, right. I know. I can't see Joey as a cop.
In the law enforcement part.
Oh my god,
that's pretty cool.
We became friends.
Awesome. And you guys are all Angelinos, right? You all live in LA?
Yeah,
in the general area?
I live in the northern part of LA County. I like
San Fernando Valley.
Yeah. Dustin lives over near the beach. I think he lives in Torrance, and then one of our guys is in Pedro, and then another one is in I think Studio City, and
Oh wow.
That's it. And then we got our.
We're all from different parts of the country. I mean,
right?
You know, Anthony's from New Jersey. I'm from New Hampshire, Boston area, and Matt's from Ohio. Ed is from Northern California. Dusty's from Texas,
right.
And Marco's from Serbia.
Wow.
I didn't remember that. Yep. You're from New Jersey, Anthony. Where in Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up, most of my life in Piscataway.
Okay.
And, next to Rutgers University, next to New Brunswick. I think we moved there when I was about 5. And then I moved back to California when I was 18, and then went back to New Jersey again, I think when I was 25, and then came back to California when I was 28, and the rest is history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Love it.
So
sounds good, man. I wanted to ask you, you guys are, do you call yourself rock band, metal? What kind of music do you guys play?
So we are a Southern rock band at heart. We play rock music and Southern rock music, and we kind of put the two together.
Right.
And,
modern day Southern rock is what it is.
Yeah. That's he's right. That's probably the best description of it.
Southern rock.
But again, like I said, some of our songs are really heavy and some of our songs are really Southern style. And a lot of our songs are right in the middle between the two. And, you know, I always go back to what a journalist said to me once, that we're like the love child of Guns N' Roses and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh,
so
well,
that's
a compliment. There you go.
Really.
Yeah, it was. It was just two of my favorite bands. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it worked out well for me. But, it's now we're going on our 6th year together. And, you know, we're starting to finally find our groove. And we've become an animal now that's just incredible from what we were when we first started. So I'm pretty excited with the results so far.
Awesome. How long have you guys been together?
6 years.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
That'll
be 6 years in May.
Right.
That'll be 6 years in May. We recorded our first set of songs, the first 5 songs that we wrote together. We recorded them in 2015, I think in like the summer of 2015. And we started in May, and we got a studio in the Valley over here. It was kind of the centrally located place for everybody. And we spent hours. I mean, it was funny. We were talking about this last week, I think, Anthony. We were in the studio. We would get in the studio and only think that we're going to rehearse for 2 or 3 hours. And, you know, we'd start around 3 p.m. and end about 1 o'clock in the morning. We were doing that all the time.
Wow.
It was just
it was
nonstop.
So much fun.
Writing so much. We were writing the history of Six Gun Cell. We were writing it at that point. And, you know, the first 5 songs were just incredible, man. It was really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it was good times, good memories.
Yeah. Now, you know, we're talking about music. I don't want you guys to leave without us playing a little clip from your songs. Which one? I'm on YouTube. Which song do you recommend we play a little clip of to sort of represent what the music is like?
Well, you know, right now on YouTube, the closest thing might be Wasted Time to where we're going now. I mean, the new music that's coming out this summer is going to just really signify to everyone who we really are and what this band is all about. It's going to be an album of all new music that no one's heard before. And, It's just exciting. One of my favorite songs, even at the show we just did on Saturday, and we played in Oxnard at the Performing Arts Center, is Remember My Name is our closer. And it's one of our original songs. It's one of my favorite songs. And, you know, there's something about every song we've done that I like, but there's a couple that I love. And, you know, The Life, Remember My Name, Wasted Time, those are like my favorite songs.
Right.
And I think it tells a good story.
They were the first set of songs that we wrote, too.
Really?
Yeah.
After 6 years, we still love those songs. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I feel exactly the same way he does.
Right.
You know, but to me, Wasted Time is like, it's significant because it's like the crossover from the heavier stuff to the Southern rock style that we're doing.
Right.
And the new stuff that we have is based around that, but it's unbelievable. I can't wait for, you know, it to be finished so that everybody can hear it.
Awesome. So I do have wasted time.
I can't wait.
I do have wasted time lined up here. Do you want me to play that for a moment?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We can let people hear that. It's all a beautiful right. song. I love it. It tells a good story.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. So let's hear a little clip. Six Gun Sal, Wasted Time. You see, this is cool. I can relate to this.
Well, we've all had those bad relationships.
That's true, yeah. I can totally hear the Southern rock there, you know?
Yeah,
it's
like
awesome.
It.
Now, when you guys write the songs, what's that process like? Is that like one or two of you writing it at a time, or is it pretty much all the same every time?
Well, you know what? Joey likes to call it the magic, and I agree. Believe it or not, most, I'd say 95% of our songs, we're in the practice studio. And somebody will start jamming to some random riff. Joey starts playing the drums. And then I sit there and go, oh, man, that'll work. And I start writing the song literally right there. So
wow.
Wasted Time, for example, that wrote it. And I wrote the words for Wasted Time in like 5 minutes.
Wow.
And literally. And while they were playing that rhythm. And I said, you know what, guys, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep playing that. Keep playing that over and over and over. And then I wrote my words. And then by the end of an hour and a half, we were actually playing the song while I was singing it. And then by the end of the 3 hour mark on the practice, the song was done. And that's how we've pretty much made all of our music.
Wow.
Yeah, we've written two or three songs in one night before. And then other nights we've spent the whole night on just one song because, like, for example, Remember My Name's got a lot of intricate parts in it, and it took us a little bit longer, but the song is a masterpiece as far as I'm concerned. It's really amazing. And, you know, it's just some of them, you know, are real easy. Like Wasted Time to me was an easier song because it just flowed so easily. You know what I mean? And it's a simple rock song, but it's so awesome.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I just like Dusty usually will come up with a riff and I'll hear something from it and we'll start playing to it. And then, you know, and then Anthony will write the lyrics to it and the rest of the guys come in and start playing and, It is magical. It's pretty awesome. It's like we just get into this chemistry groove thing together, all of us, you know, and it just comes together so easy.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced that really with other bands that I've been in, you know.
This is
just an easy thing. We've got 4 albums worth of material, 2 albums recorded, you know.
We got a lot of stuff on the horizon and you know, writing the songs, I try to tell stories. I think the random nonsense songs had their day. You know, if you listen to a lot of 80s music,
right.
There's so much random nonsense that it was just words. And you know, it didn't tell a story. Yeah, it made us dance. It made us have fun. It made us laugh. And there's still a ton of songs I love from the 80s. That's one of my stations. I listen to all the time. And, but I like to tell stories and I like people to understand the words that I'm saying. Because it's too often nowadays you hear somebody sing something, you have no idea what the hell they're saying. And so I try to write my songs to tell stories, you know. Remember My Name, one of my favorite TV shows was Supernatural. You know, I had my man crush on Dean, you know.
Who did?
And well, no, we broke up, you know. Everything decided to cancel. season 50, it was like I was done with them.
All right? And season 50.
You know, that's why I wrote Remember My Name, because, you know, they would go to the crossroads a lot in the early seasons, and they would deal with the crossroads demon and make deals, and they would, you know, for your soul and all that kind of shit. And you know, so that's why I wrote that song, because I thought, man, that would be really cool, because if you look at the lore about a lot of rock stars, there's so many stories about people selling their souls to be famous. And I thought, wow, what a cool song that would be, is to actually write a song about, you know, hey, I lived that life. I had all my women. I had all the good stuff. And now it's time I have to go and turn my soul in, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just thought it was a pretty cool idea for a song. And
yeah.
And then all the other songs usually have to do with alcohol or something. And so, yeah, that's about us.
Love that.
Well, but you know, I'm impressed, because I would think, you know, when you're like 5-6 people trying to do anything, it's hard to agree on anything. And there you are, you know, a bunch of guys able to go through songs and not get in each other's way, and it flows, you know, and it sounds pretty unusual, you know.
Yeah, there's usually a lot
nothing
of cooks
short
in the
of a miracle
hurts.
When you get 5 or 6 guys, in our situation, it's 6, and it's been 6 pretty much from the beginning.
Right.
Get all those personalities together, you know, it can get hectic, but for us, it just seems like it just works really, really well, you know, and we've gone through some changes, you know, but we've also grown together as a band, and you know, and we've got each other's backs. We're a family, and it's pretty, pretty cool, man. It really
wow.
is.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I mean, there's definitely been our bumps in the road, like Joey said. You know, we've definitely had issues where, you know, certain band members didn't work out, and that's okay. You know, I mean, sometimes people aren't cut out for what we're trying to do, or we have a different idea on how we should get there. And
right.
and sometimes things happen the way they're supposed to happen. You
yeah.
know, and just recently, I got my 2 backup singer girls, and you know, one of them came back, and I was thrilled. You know, Mia came back. She's an intricate part of what I need to make me feel better on stage. And now we got Gwendolyn, and those two together, the harmonies that they're making is incredible.
Oh,
so now on stage, we're going to have 8 people. And see, I love that. You know, you go back to the days of Skynyrd when they had 8-9 people on stage.
That's true.
But the music they were able to make, the sound they were able to produce, it was because they had all of these people. And those are the things that I'm looking forward to. Like, on May 29th, we have a huge show, and I really want you guys there in person.
Okay.
Maybe you guys can set up a booth and go live that day.
Yeah.
It's going to be Memorial Day weekend, May 29th. It's going to be at the Scottish Rite Building in Long Beach. It's an in-person show. There's going to be a massive motorcycle rally in the beginning of the day, and then in the evening, we're going to headline. And
right.
the interior of this place, if you've never seen it, is absolutely stunning. I like
the wilderness, it's beautiful.
I did not expect the inside of this building to look the way it does, and now I'm just in love with this place.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's Ernest Borgnine, the actor.
Uh-huh.
It's the Ernest Borgnine Theater is what it's called, and it's just
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so surreal being in there.
It's incredible. It's incredible. It's got an upstairs balcony, a lower seating area. It seats 800 people, and the acoustics of the room are incredible. It was originally designed acoustically for plays, so the sound would just bounce off the walls, and everyone in the place could hear it. Well, now we're going in there as the first rock act, and, you know, the sound is just incredible, and it's just going to be a really great experience, and most importantly, we're celebrating what Memorial Day means. You know, the people
right.
that gave their lives in service of this country.
That's
and
true.
We're going to do a flag retirement ceremony. There's going to be about 15 to 20 vendors there, food. We're going to have other bands playing throughout the day to keep the crowd entertained. There's on-site parking. I mean, this place is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait
Sounds
for it to
good.
Take place.
So that's May 29th. Where again? What city? Long Beach, did you say?
It's going to be in the city of Long Beach at
right.
the Scottish Rite Building.
Okay.
And it's right off of Elm. And it's amazing.
Just go on our website, too, and check it out. That'll give you all the information
okay.
on the website, which is www.sixgunsal.net. And all the information will be there so that you can, I think you can probably buy tickets that way. And you'll get all the information on the bike run, too, which is going to be awesome. So if you have a motorcycle, you know, you definitely want to check this out because there's going to be a lot of bikes. It's going to be fun. We'll have contests. We'll have all kinds of stuff. And
yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 And of course, Sam, if you guys want to go, we'll get you guys a press pass and, you know, you guys have full access to everything.
Yeah, so. Of course. I'd love to go. I don't have a motorcycle.
You have your electric bike.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You can get on the back of the Anthony's and it'll be awesome.
Ride the electric bike. Come on in. Wear some leather chaps. Get on the electric bike. It'll be great.
It's electric bicycle. How the hell am I going to get there? I guess I could take it on the car. Yeah,
definitely.
That's true, man.
So you guys, everybody's welcome. Cars, skateboards, whatever you got, come on down.
Yeah, so you guys have the motorcycle.
One thing that this band has.
You have the whole package.
Sorry,
you know, I said you have the whole package. You rockers, you have the motorcycles, you have everything. You know,
we have our own.
It's not working out because none of us are picking up chicks. It just doesn't work out. So we got to figure this out. We might have to go to electric bicycles.
There you go. You know? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Go ahead, Joey. What?
I was going to say that, you know, we're probably the only rock band that I know of that has our own rally, our own bike club, you know what I'm saying? And Six Gun Cell RC, you know, which is a riding club. And we've got, you know, I think we got 10 or 11 members now and we go riding. It's like a regular bike club and we have, you know, our own colors. We have the whole thing, and it's pretty awesome, man. And we live that kind of life too.
Supporting all the other MCs, and you know, we make our music for everybody. But a lot of our music is really loved by a lot of motorcycle enthusiasts. So I mean, you know, it's great, man.
There
it's
you
great.
Go. You're living right. The life. There you go. Six Gun Cell. We're talking to Anthony and Joey. And you guys can get more information, obviously, on sixgunsal.net and get tickets and everything. Check them out, Memorial Day. And, guys, thank you so much for calling in again.
Thank you.
And we hope to see you again soon in the studio.
Oh, man, we love talking to you guys. And we can't wait to do an in-person show with you guys. And again, thank you so much for the opportunity, as always. And you guys both have a blessed day.
Of course. You guys
too.
Are good
Thanks,
friends
guys.
Of the show, and we
thank
appreciate
you. Thank
it.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Of course.
All right. No problem. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. We've become friends on Facebook and stuff, so it's pretty cool. And, you know, I mean, they're no spring chickens, you know. They're, like, I think in their 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to make music, you know.
Yeah,
music,
of course.
You know?
I think it's cool. I don't know, a lot of people would try and give up or whatever, and they're going for it. You know, I think it's amazing.
Know. Yeah, yeah. Very fortunate. So in other news, I guess Delta canceled over 100 flights because they can't meet the demand. Because, you know, they scaled back during the pandemic and stuff. And I guess they blocked off middle seats. They had done it before. But now they're realizing they have to open them up if they want to accommodate. They're saying 1 million people are flying every day, you know. So,
yikes.
Yeah.
So instead of just making the flights, they canceled them?
Yeah, some of them, yeah, because they didn't have enough pilots, you know.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. Here's your friend calling in right now. So
great.
You're going to introduce us. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Gina calling.
Hey.
Hunter Palms.
Oh my gosh, Gina. We've never actually spoken on the phone, but you kind of sound like your sister.
I get that all the time.
Oh that's so funny. How's it going?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
Good. Where are you calling us from this morning, Gina?
I'm actually calling from Barranquilla, Colombia.
Oh, in Colombia. Okay. Sounds good. Well, that's right. That's right. The line is not perfect, but it's okay.
A little pixely.
Yeah, a little pixely.
That's okay. We'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
So Gina has a really beautiful accessories company. Do you want to tell us more about that?
Yeah. So I own Alessandra Pomps. We are an artisan-driven accessories brand, focusing more on handbags and earrings. Everything is made by hand, no machines at all, by indigenous women and artisans here in Colombia's Caribbean region.
Oh, nice.
I love that so much.
Wait, do you sell it online too, like on Etsy or something like that? How do people get a hold of the product?
So we are direct to consumer. It's alessandrapalms.com. We have an online shop, and everything is sold through there, and we ship throughout the U.S.
Oh, sounds good. What's the website again?
It's Alessandra Palms, A-L-E-S-S-A-N-D-R-A-P-A-L-M-S.
I see. Okay.
Alessandra Palms. They're also on Instagram.
Cool. Yeah. So people can see some of the stuff on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When did you start this, Gina?
The brand was officially launched in May of 2019. So we're going on the official 2-year mark.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations.
And you sound like an American to me, right? How did you end up in South America?
So I am actually first generation Colombian American. My parents are Colombian. Oh. And we didn't grow up visiting Colombia very much when we were younger. I actually came for the first time with my sister in 2014 as an adult. And I had just quit a job, and I was like, need a little vacation. And we just decided to come. It was originally supposed to be a 1-week thing. We ended up staying, I think, longer than 2 weeks. And I kind of just started love for Colombia. And from that trip on, I started coming twice, 3 times a year, sometimes more.
Uh-huh.
And through these visits that I was just here visiting family, I started seeing all these beautiful crafts that people here in Colombia were making. But I didn't really know the story about it. I just saw that there was women selling their crafts on the street in little shopping centers. And I started doing... every time I came, I would buy from one lady, I would buy from somewhere else. Around 2017, I think I had a collection of like over 30 earrings and then purses that were handmade from here. I live in New York, back in the States. So one day I was...
Hello? She's probably getting like an incoming call, you know, or something like that.
I'm going to text her.
Hello, you there? You still with us? Oh, the line got disconnected. Maybe we'll get a better line when she calls back.
Hopefully, yeah.
I know, it's kind of irritating, but that's what happens with overseas calls. Although, you know, these used to be problems.
That's what I feel like.
You know, but you talk with third world countries, that's what happens.
Good.
They can find it on Instagram, right?
Instagram, yeah. And you
Alessandra
can find the
Palms?
Yes.
But that's okay, we got better connection now.
It gave me a chance to show Sam one of your bags.
Coming back, or it's coming back in a new form in I'm hoping May. But it's also, you can order it made to order. So you can pick your color and it'll be made specifically for you.
So how do you hire people to make the bags? Do you make any yourself?
No, I wish I had that talent. I don't. Before I actually launched the business, I would say I spent almost a year and a half just visiting Colombia and visiting the specific areas that are known for their crafts here. So I spent a year and a half coming, visiting these artisans, going to their cities, in the cases where I work with indigenous women, visiting their tribes to learn more about it, the best relationship we've moved forward with them.
You get to see how they make it as well?
Yeah, in a handbag. It takes about 2 weeks to make that bag. It's all made. It's then washed, dyed, hung to dry, and then it's weaved by hand. And it takes about 2-3 weeks, the entire process.
Wow. So when you buy it, you get a customized one, right? They make one especially for
nothing
you.
Nothing looks the same.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that so
nothing
much.
Nothing looks, everything is one of a kind.
Very nice. I know a lot of women like to have their own little
exclusive thing.
They're
like, it's only
thing.
Mine. do you live in Colombia full time now?
No. So I'm going back and forth between the U.S. So I do a few months here, 3-4 months here. Then I go back to the U.S. for another month, for another while. And I'm just kind of playing it by ear. I go back and forth.
Great. I love
nice,
that.
Nice. And yeah. So bags, what else do you guys make?
So we have earrings, headbands, and we're actually now getting into tableware. So we're getting a tiny little line of home. So we'll be doing placemats and napkin rings.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Kind of stepping into the world of home, seeing how it goes.
Right.
And we'll kind of decide how we proceed from there.
Sounds good.
I don't know how you are with it, but Val, when I moved into my new apartment a few months ago, Val and I kept taking all these different trips to Home Goods and places like that. So I know mm-hmm. Val's really into home decor.
Yes, she loves that. Yes, she loves that. Wow. I think we all have that in us. My mom is very big on home decor, so I think it'll...
Yes.
Yeah. There we go again with a call. You there, Gina? Okay, this
I am, I'm here.
Oh,
okay,
there you go.
There you go.
It seemed like it was going to disconnect again. We got some beeps there and stuff.
No, I hope not. So sorry.
No,
not
okay.
Your fault.
It's another country. I know of the problems there. But anyway, so people can find you at alessandrapalms.com.
These are so cute.
.com or on Instagram, yes.
On Instagram is
amazing.
Yeah, that's
I could
nice
absolutely.
Bag.
We're looking at the Antonella bag. Like, I could never make those swirls myself. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, so, it's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work. And I think so much, too. There's so much fast fashion now in the world.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That something so similar can be made in a factory. You don't really think about it because it takes them in a day, they're producing 100. Whereas in my case, in a day, there's only not even one is being fully completed, you know?
Totally.
So but, you really, when you have pieces like this, you appreciate the value of them because you can see that they're not perfect when you receive it in real life. You know what?
Right.
Each swirl is not identically the same. The proportion, like the sizes that I put online won't necessarily be the size that you get your handbag in. So everything is so different, but I think you really learn to appreciate and love the piece that you have because you know everything that's been put into it.
Do you find that most of your clientele is really excited about that, or have you had any people who have been upset that it wasn't exactly how they imagined?
No, I think people appreciate it. I haven't had anyone upset by any differences like marked online, and I think I do a really good job at, say, like citing that on the website so that you are aware that the color might not be the same as it looks in the picture. The sizing might not be exact, but I think people appreciate those little things that, you know, that are different and it's one of a kind, you know, so it won't be exactly as the one that we used for the picture for the website or for the picture on Instagram.
Okay. So people should, people should note that. And but I think that's what makes it unique, you know. You
definitely
get, you get your own, you know. And
absolutely.
And they're conversation pieces too, you know. There's a story behind them, like you're telling us now, and it's not just, you know, mass manufactured by a company that all they care about is to sell as many as they can.
Yeah,
know? Definitely. There's actual like care and support of Indigenous women and I think that's
good.
That's
good.
No, it's been really rewarding to see it all because when you first meet these women and you see their way their lives are, and when you start taking business to them, you see the changes that start going on in their lives. A lot of the women I work with have been able to put their children through school in Colombia isn't free. Like it is in the US, there's no public schools. And if there are public schools, they're very bad.
Wow.
So it's been nice to see that women have been able to put their children through school with Alessandra Palms. You know, they've been able to fix the roof on their, they didn't have a roof before.
Right.
They have a roof now.
Wow.
If their floor was still soil, you know, now it's cement. So you start seeing little things.
Right.
Difference that this is making in their lives. So it's beautiful to see that as well.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
So going to school there is a luxury then. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. You see, people don't appreciate what we have here in this country, you know? Everybody always wants to compare us to other countries, you know? Wow. How did you guys connect, Jen?
So my friend Val, I worked with, she was my manager at a restaurant in New York, and we started at the same time. And we trained together, and training there is like a really long, long process. And then we got really tight while we were working together. And then she moved out to LA a few months before I did. And so when we connected in LA, she asked me about the acting program I was in. I told her, and then she texted me that she had signed up for the class, and the section. And I was like, that's exactly my class and my section. And so we've been in school together for a whole year, and we hang out all the time. So
you were meant to be.
Yeah.
So, and then she brought up Gina and
well, yeah, stuff, so I saw she had like a bag in one of her photos or whatever, and I asked about it, and she told me about Gina's company, and I thought it was really awesome, and the bags were so beautiful.
Wow, there you go. Yeah. Well, Gina, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, check out Alessandra Palms. And
thank you.
Of course, you can get all the bags and accessories and everything, all genuine, all original, all unique. Being made in Colombia.
You can have an adorable fan to fan yourself this during summer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Gina. Well, all the best to you. Yeah. Much continued success to you, Gina. And thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's so funny when people sound like their siblings. I've heard my sister on voicemails, and for a second I'm like, is that, it literally even sounds like me to myself. And so it's funny when I meet other people and their families who sound like their siblings.
Yeah.
I love it. So good. The way she said certain things, I was like, that's so Val.
Really?
Yeah, even though she's the older sister, so Val got it from her, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting, you know? I don't think I sound like my brother, but who knows, you know, to some people it might sound just like it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. I remember meeting your brother, but yeah. I don't remember the voice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. You met him at the, not the funeral, but afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus I have another brother who lives in Spain now.
Oh, yeah. He was the one that came from China.
Right.
Yeah.
They lived in China.
I met him and his wife and the kid.
Yeah,
kid
that's
right.
Kid
was bobbing around the whole place.
Yeah, he's a cute kid.
A little.
That kid knew 5 languages, you know? How confusing could that
so
be?
So shameful for the rest of us. You know? Like, I know one language. I know a little Spanish.
Yeah.
That's it.
But now that they're settled down in Spain, they only speak a couple languages to him, so he's more, like, focused, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
he
good.
Picks up the English. It's funny how everybody picks up the English from movies and TV and stuff, you know?
I know. So interesting.
Especially the kids. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So a couple more things. I guess this is important. Katy Perry reveals that she stopped shaving her legs since becoming a mom.
Good for her. Good for her, honestly.
We needed to know that, Katy.
It's good.
We really needed to know that.
You know, sometimes you just have a lot on your plate and you just don't have time for it.
That's true, yeah.
You know, yeah. It's sometimes though it gets on my nerves, not when people don't shave their legs, but sometimes if I haven't in like a week or something, uh-huh, and the hairs will start to bend and the pants I'm wearing are like slick to my leg, and then they'll just start bending and poking into the other side, and then it gets itchy.
Oh.
And I'm just sitting there itching my legs the whole time.
Yeah. Huh?
And then I'm like, this has to go.
God, it's tough being a woman, man. It's not easy.
No.
Not easy at all.
Not easy for a second. Not even a little.
Whoa.
There's a film on Amazon called, every time I try and think of it, it's called, oh my gosh, I was talking about it yesterday. But the film is about a woman whose friend was sexually assaulted by this guy. And so she basically goes out and pretends to be drunk to get guys to, you know, nice guys to be like, here, let me give you a ride home. And then they try and take advantage of her when she's drunk. And then she snaps too. And she is like, I said no. And so she basically has all these encounters with these guys that are trying to take advantage of her, and she's basically faking them out to be like, I'm not really drunk and you're a scumbag.
Oh well. All right. Well, you know, I don't know why my computer says it's 10:50 now. It's 9:50, right?
It's 9:50, yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, definitely. We have not been on the air for 2 hours.
What happened to this goddamn computer, man? I don't know. Well, it is time to go. Thank you to Anthony and Joey of Six Gun Sal for calling in. Thank you to Gina. What was her last name? Do we know?
Bayona.
Bayona. And her site is?
Alessandro Palms.
Alessandro Palms. And you guys can check them all out. And so that's it for today. We'll be back on Wednesday. And thank you, Jen, as always.
Thank you, Sam.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.